She led the way upstairs and into her bedroom. Carl looked around the large, messy room. "I see you haven't tidied up." Selina frowned. "I've been busy. I need all these books." She went down to the kitchen to make tea. Carl sat on the edge of the unmade bed. Selina, in his view, didn't know when she was onto a good thing. He would have made this a beautiful room. When she returned with the mugs, he asked, "We're still together, then, are we?" "I don't see why not. Mum and Dad hate you, so that's a plus point. My phone's on the blink, in case you were wondering." Carl reached over, pulled her to him and kissed her. "Mum will be back shortly, so we'd better be careful." Carl kissed her more passionately. "How did you get here? The driving ban's a real pain, isn't it?" Carl explained about the bicycle. "You know, Selina, I may lose my job." "No car and no job. What a drag." "Do you have a bike?" "I hate cycling. It's way too much effort." "We'll have to take the bus or something then." Selina grimaced, and then took a sip of her tea. Downstairs, the front door banged. "That'll be Mum," she said, pushing Carl away.